As opposition builds in Australia against the execution of Andrew Chan and Myuran Sukumaran, the ringleaders of the so-called Bali Nine drug trafficking group, in Japan too, there's increasing opposition to the death penalty. It's been reinforced by revelations that some of the 125 on death row in Japan are proving to be innocent. Our North Asia correspondent Matthew Carney has been following the story for the last year and got rare access to some who've been wrongfully convicted.
Iwaho Hakamada holds the unenviable title for being the world's longest death row inmate. For 46 years, he was held mostly in solitary confinement, not knowing if each day was going to be his last. Death row inmates are not given any warning of when they might be executed. I had the privilege of spending a day with him in his first week of freedom at his sister's flat. He's been diagnosed with institutional psychosis. He spent all day pacing up and down the flat, and he only stopped for lunch. It was the only time he spoke, and it didn't make much sense.
God, Iwahoi Hakamata, the undefeated emperor, has eaten up most of the lunch. Now he's receiving his last tea. As I exercise today, it's warm. When I drink cold tea, all the germs disappear. Peace is guaranteed by nutritional value.
Hakamata's sister, Heidiko, has devoted her life to him, first in getting him released and now caring for him. She hopes he might improve a little, but she's just happy to have him home.
He's not a lot of work. I wondered how bad it'd be when I heard he had dementia. But he eats, he goes to the toilet, and he takes a bath by himself, so I only have to prepare his meals.
The remarkable thing about Heidiko is that she doesn't show a hint of vengeance or bitterness. In fact, she's quite serene. Her brother was tortured by police until he signed a false confession that he brutally murdered a family of four. He was kept on death row for nearly half a century, and now Iwaho Hakamada is a broken man. But Heidiko is focused on getting his conviction finally overturned.
I think there's no use talking about the past. The issue is what's going to happen from now on.
Not that Heidiko hasn't suffered. For years, she was an alcoholic. But one day, about 20 years ago, she says she decided to stop seeing herself as a victim and help her brother. She says that decision has kept her happy and healthy.
I'm hoping that Iwaho's symptoms will get a little better and he would be able to run in the future. At this stage, that's about all I'm thinking. It's not good to chase a dream too much.
Heidiko says she always knew the truth would come out, and it did. In 2007, Niorim Ichi Kumamoto, one of the judges that gave Hakamada his death sentence, publicly admitted the court got it wrong. The judge said that decision back in 1968 destroyed his life. Consumed with guilt, he resigned from the bench, lost his family, and became an alcoholic. He now has Alzheimer's disease and is dying alone in an aged care facility. Kazuo Ishikawa was on death row with Hakamada for 12 years. He was convicted and sentenced to death for kidnapping and murdering a 16-year-old girl in 1963. The police tortured him and forced him to sign a confession they wrote for him. On appeal, he had his death sentence commuted to life and was paroled in 1994. Ishikawa has his sanity. At 75, he's sprightly and energetic and runs 5 kilometres a day. He's devoted his life to clearing his name.
I'm still healthy, but I'm already 75 years old. I'd like to win my innocence while I'm still healthy and start my second life. I'd like to be involved in many movements to abolish discrimination for the rest of my life, so we don't repeat such incidents again.
Ishikawa has a contentment about him, and he's sure his sentence will be overturned. A key piece of evidence that led to his conviction was a ransom note demanding money. But at the time of the crime, he couldn't read or write. He was illiterate. But while in prison, a guard made it his mission to teach him to read and write. He took a great risk in doing so and put in hours and months of his own time. Ishikawa says it opened up a whole new world to him.
It changed my heart completely. A prison guard taught me how to write at an important time when my personality was developing. I became rich in spirit and I was very happy as I was able to learn about the world. I felt the importance of reading and writing.
Ishikawa made the very best of a bad situation. The last man I spent time with was Toshikazu Sugaya. He was accused of being a pedophile and a serial killer of little girls. He was convicted of one girl's murder with a fabricated confession. In 2009, DNA tests proved he was innocent, and he was released after 17 years of prison. He was made out to be a monster, and understandably, he's still angry.
I won't forgive the prosecutors. They are murderers, bloodthirsty killers. I absolutely won't forgive them.
But he says his experience has made him a stronger person and given him the strength to become a national campaigner to reform Japan's justice system. This is Matthew Carney reporting for Correspondence Report in Tokyo.